Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the In Wheel Time car talk show New Year's Eve edition. We were going to have an in-studio guest today. He called in sick. Of course he did. Well, we love Ron Stein, and apparently he's a little bit under the weather and said he couldn't make it, and so we said, okay, well, we're just going to do a little tap dance. Now, imagine that in your mind before we get up and do that.
Oh, boy.
So it ought to be a fun, fun show, don't you think? When's the last time you went tap dancing?
When I was drinking.
Were you?
Yeah.
That was last night.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that wasn't too far along, far ago.
At any rate, coming up on the show, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
No way.
Mars reviews the GLS, that's the Mercedes-Benz GLS 580. Plus, we'll have the events calendar and later look at the stories making automotive news headlines. The usual stuff on the last day of 2022. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World, Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin.
Yep.
I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us on this Saturday. We're all back. Last week, we had the Best Of show. Did you listen in?
I did.
Did you listen in?
No.
Because you already did it. You did the show.
You already knew everything that was on it.
Yeah, exactly.
They cut you out of that part of the program.
Yeah. So, at any rate, you have us this morning, and we are live here for the next three hours.
The three-hour tour, Gilligan.
Exactly. And just so you'll know, even though we have a three-hour solid live show that we do on Saturday mornings, Mr. Mars takes the show back to Niederville, cuts it all up into 30-minute segments, and then we post a different segment every day of the week except on Saturday because we do 3 hours on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you get six 30-minute episodes. On the weekend, the dog, what is the Sue's doing?
Well, she's looking for your napkin. You dropped your napkin, and she's trying to get
your
napkin.
She's smelling the napkin.
She's sniffing your biscuit.
Yep.
It's going to be one of those shows, ladies and gentlemen.
That was funny, though.
It was funny.
So you heard Alec Udell got a ride for the 24
yes.
Hours of Daytona.
Yes.
He's going to be driving a Porsche.
It's a good-looking car, too.
992 GT3 R for the David Brühl Group.
And he's one of three pilots on that.
Yeah, he's pretty excited about that.
Well, I would be, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people have driven in the 24 hours of Daytona.
And that's not too far. What's it like, 6 weeks? 6 weeks, I think.
No. It's only a couple of weeks away.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Daytona 5 or the
24 hours
of Daytona is the end of the month.
Yeah, I tried to get a hold of him
January?
To see if we could talk to him before, kind of see what he was doing to get
Alec
ready
Udell?
For all that. Alec, yeah.
Call him right now. You're not doing nothing.
Got him to answer the phone in 3 days. So.
Yeah, it's great.
He's got you blocked.
Yeah. he sees us coming.
At any rate, I don't know what I was going to say, but I'm sure
you were going on the show.
It was very good, though.
Yeah, well, we don't have much actually planned for the show because we were going to talk to Ronnie Stein.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't show up, so now we've got to tap dance our way through three hours.
That's what we were doing. We were dancing.
We're dancing again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have yourself a merry little Christmas?
We had a very merry little Christmas. Rochelle came to town.
Angela's
brother came to town. And both of them flew back to wherever they were going. No problem.
Did Santa Claus come to town?
Santa Claus came to town.
Did you get anything fun and exciting?
Yeah, well, Rochelle coming is fun and exciting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
sure. You know, she's, you know.
Yeah, the kids are always fun to have. Yeah, ours are over too, and it was great. Good stuff.
So did Katie come to town for Christmas?
She's in the bedroom right in there in the house.
She's snoozing.
She's snoozing, and yes, and I had a blast yesterday. We went Christmas shopping because her mother's bunch are having Christmas today because they haven't all been available.
Connected for different reasons.
So
yeah.
Katie's going to go. Matter of fact, I have to leave at 11 o'clock to take her over to her mother's house. So she'll be spending a few days over there. She's here all this week.
Yeah, it was good to see her last night. Yeah,
don't forget to tip the waitress. Sorry, it's another joke.
I don't know.
What are we going to do? What's the Pilates in the church? What's going on with the word that we're going to
pyre?
Pyre. That's
burn that joke.
Yeah, exactly. Sacrifice burn, that one,
burn
buddy.
Something. But at any rate, I've been driving some interesting cars this week and last. I just turned in on Thursday the Mercedes-Benz. I'm looking at Mars GLS 580. I had a 580 as well, but it is the new electric.
Oh
yeah.
EQS or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's an EQS, yeah. I can't keep up with all these GS,
acronyms.
Well, at Mercedes, those alpha digits mean something to the Mercedes people. They don't mean anything at all to me.
But. Right, or anybody else. I mean, it's not as if you got a 396 Chevelle SS from 1970.
With a four-speed. But you're a Mercedes guy. You own a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Or your wife does.
GLC 300. G, I think, basically means it's an SUV. GL means it's an SUV. C is the size of the SUV that it is, because they actually had a GLA, which was smaller than this. So the size of the SUV. Hmm. So
size is important.
Susie's opening the door.
But yes. I will tell you that Katie got in it. She went, wow, it's like a spaceship. Well, and it is.
From an astrophysicist saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
From somebody involved in the space program.
The entire dash is one, basically a solid piece of glass that goes across. Well, it's got a huge.
Think 20 years from now, how are you going to get it fixed?
Yeah, you're not. You just have to throw it out.
Go to Ace Hardware and have them cut one.
Cut
piece
one.
Piece of glass.
Oh, piece of glass. Yeah. I was going to say. I'm familiar with. Never mind. But I will tell
that
you.
That would be cheese, Don.
I will tell you that I was really worried because it's obviously you have to plug it in to charge it. It has no gasoline, anything on it. Mm. And all I have here is 110 on the front porch. And at work, the charger at work, 110. Thinking, oh, dear God, I'm going to have to go stand in line or try to find a fast charger that works somewhere. Mm. Well, I didn't have to, because what I did was plug it in at night when I get home from work, so it charges all night long, mm-hmm. and then drive it to work. Then when I get to work, plug it in. And even by the end of the day at work, it's still not at 100%.
Well, isn't that normally what people do anyways? That's what I would do. When you stop, you plug it in.
Well, but they tell you, like on your cell phones, to not do that because that
shortens the battery life.
Gives like a cycle memory to the battery, mm-hmm. so that the battery is always expecting you to plug it in when it's below X percent charge.
Mars, is it easy for you to take your headset off and go over there and close the door? I'm feeling a little chill and damp. It's very froggy
is that,
outside.
Is that dank?
There is a dampness out there.
Yeah.
When I went to the...
Thank you so much. What?
Fog is moving in. Oh, it was here. Yeah. It was already here.
Yeah. But at any rate, so it was really, the ride in that thing is like none other. It is like butter. Oh,
butter. You got an electronic suspension in it?
Yes. Not an airbag suspension. It's all electronic, and it is just unbelievably good.
Mm-mm-mm. So how long did you have it for?
I had it for a week, and I could easily spend the rest of my life in that car.
Uh-oh. Did you, when you were outside, did you look up in the air? Were pigs flying? If Don's like, I could spend the rest of my life in an EV. Where's Buzz when you
Buzz.
Need him? Hey, Buzz, did Tune you hear in. That? Pigs are flying.
Well, I will tell you that it was a great car. And I was thoroughly impressed. Of course, you know, for $120,000.
Well, there you go.
But I would say it's a three-row SUV. I did not even put up the back, the third row. I didn't even put it up. Why? Because I would never get back there because I wouldn't be able to get out of there. I mean, it's back in the back.
But you have a grandchild on the way.
I do. But the grandchild would not be in the third row anytime soon.
Okay, so the EV you just had, I was not in. But the one before that was also a Mercedes, wasn't it?
That was the GLS that Mars is going to review
today. That's the
one
that we went to the concert in.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was nice, too. That was too much stuff.
It, well, yeah, it can overload you. As a matter of fact, there is a story and that Consumer Reports did, and we had them talking about overload of too much stuff in the new cars.
You mean like the technology in the new cars?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that.
Push this button for that and this button for this and that one does that and overrides this button. There's like...
Well, and that's just... And then the you can just talk to the car. Did the EQS have a audio?
It drove itself. Yeah, you can tell it whatever you want it to do. The only thing that I was very disappointed in was that, and I did the story 2 weeks ago, it does not have an AM radio. So I was not able to listen to the Michael Berry show like I usually do in the mornings going to work. No AM. There's no AM radio. The problem is the interference from the electrical motors is too much for the AM radio. Now, you know, even back in the day in Corvettes with that had a fiberglass body, they put a shield around the distributor. Ignition. And all the way down.
The secondary ignition system.
All the way down into the spark plugs.
Yep.
To shield the radio.
And there were different wires, too.
Yep. It was a big mess. It had thumb screws on it. If you wanted to do anything in there, it took you, you know, half an hour to get the shield off of it.
It was all chrome and pretty, but.
Yeah, exactly. What's the problem over there, Mr. Mars?
I'm having a problem getting in to get Mr. Ainsley on.
Oh, boy.
Ainsley says, forget AM, just stream it.
Exactly.
Well, I understand that, but I want to be able to just, I don't want to have to jack with it on my phone.
You want to push a button and listen?
Yeah, I'm going to listen on the radio. No, I got it. I mean, I understand how that.
You know, AM radio is dead.
Well, it has been for a while. There are a few stations that I will listen to. I listen to KPRC Radio AM.
Yep.
And I will listen to KTRH AM. And that's pretty much it.
Was that 740, 950?
Yes.
I listen to 700.
I listen to 700.
Yeah. 700. And then there's also...
790, which is the sports show.
Correct. I'll listen to those stations. 790,
you
not
listen
so much.
To sports? I didn't think you were...
I don't, but I did during I the Astros games.
And then there's the Ka Cuckoo Ka. You listen to that.
I don't listen to Ka Cuckoo Ka.
Okay. You should.
I'm not going to go there.
It's a Spanish station.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good, Jeff. That was good. Do you speak Spanish?
Sí.
Sí. You need to work on your stuff over there.
I am.
But did you find out the password? Listening.
I'm changing the damn daggum password.
Yeah. So Mr. Mars has passwords on this computer, that computer.
You got to see.
None of them are the same.
I wish you could see what I'm looking at down here. There's seven of them. Seven passwords down here.
And he's trying to get into his.
And they're from 1942.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The fog is lifted. Susan's barking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She wants in. She wants in. So you're going to have to stop your password renaming over there.
And all of this is so we can get Mr. Ainsley on, and he could tell us about his experience with Southwest.
And I will tell you this, that it is a story that you're not going to believe. Oh, my gosh. They went skiing up there in Colorado and apparently had a great time at skiing.
Yeah, he posted some really cool pictures. He really did.
Been trying to get back. Oh, my
God. They were wearing helmets.
Need to put on your headset there, your microphone.
They were wearing helmets.
Well, yeah.
George Skelton says the new password is biscuit.
If I could get it there, I'd be happy to make it there.
Yeah. He can't even log in to do anything. No surprise there.
Biscuit and gravy.
Biscuits and
gravy.
Oh, that
sounds good. We had biscuits this morning. They're good.
We did. You know,
cheese gravy.
Yeah.
Cheese gravy. The deal with biscuits and gravy, I'm very picky about my gravy. Mm. It's kind of like chili. No beans. I'll take some cheese.
I've never had beans in my
gravy.
In my cream gravy either.
In my chili. You like beans in your chili?
Nope.
I'll go either way.
What? You know, it's filler. There's another one that's rice. Got to put a big scoop of rice down in the bottom of the bowl.
I can do that, yeah.
I can do it.
Oh, big scoop of rice is gumbo to me.
Yeah. And then onions.
You got to have some
chives.
Uh-huh. Got to have raw onions, though.
Yeah.
Correct.
Some
get
raw,
a little
sweet
crunch
onions,
in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We ought to have the In Wheel Time chili cook-off.
Follow us for cooking tips next week.
Georgia, right now, we're
getting Georgia's saying we ought to get Southwest to advertise on the show.
We ain't going anywhere with that.
I don't think they're going to want to after we listen to Ainsley.
Yeah, we won't be going anywhere with that.
Yeah, it is an ugly, ugly story.
Because I was texting a little bit with David during it, and he was not a happy camper.
No, he was not. And there were a lot of expletives that I heard over the phone when he was telling me the story.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, older teen sons that probably didn't appreciate it either. You know?
Yeah. The cursing, I'm sure he's heard a few words from them.
No, I'm just saying, just time wise, and you know, they're, you know, young kids are always wanting to do something else, or they've got plans, so they probably ruined a lot of their stuff too.
I'm sure. Oh my, we keeping you awake?
Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
apparently not very good though.
Yeah, how is your automobile situation? I know that your Ford Transit van blew up and was not repairable, and especially after it was wrecked.
Yeah, we popped the motor, got that fixed, and then I got T-boned by a guy who ran a red light.
Yeah, and then the
that totaled it.
Then the insurance company decided that it was beyond repair.
Well, it was still drivable. I mean,
but it went down the road kind of like a V-shaped vehicle.
kind of a little bit bent in the middle, but it was still drivable. And then when they... when we brought it to the body shop and they peeled the side off of it where the impact was, the body shop contacted the insurance company and said, uh-oh, we have to peel the roof off to replace the side panel because the way Ford overlaid the roof on top of the side panel, and that's what totaled it. Because when they added the cost of peeling the roof back, it exceeded 75% of the value of the vehicle.
Wow.
And so you've been driving the old company reliable.
Tahoe.
The Tahoe. Mm-hmm. But that's not the company vehicle out there.
No, that's my personal Yukon. The Tahoe's at the warehouse right
shop.
But it's still running and hanging in there a million miles now?
210,000.
Do you carry product in your personal or no?
A little bit. Not much.
Emergency stuff?
Yeah.
Well, what do you got in there? We need to rummage through there and see if we can get something out of there.
That's what I was
thinking. Well, probably always have some 44K.
You know, that I was thinking the same thing. If anybody out there hasn't used it, you got to use it because that stuff is good. It's very, very good. I like it. We've all used it.
Listen, it takes care of those wrinkles under my eyes. Great.
Well, so do cucumbers, but that's different.
The bags under his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should fly Southwest because you get two bags free.
Yeah, pour them. Then they take them off the plant, send them somewhere else.
Yeah, and then they'll be in Pittsburgh.
I want to do that.
By the way, you know, tomorrow is the first of the year.
Yeah.
And typically we would have Chrome and Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that last night. The first Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I texted Craig, and I have not heard back from him. So I'm not exactly sure whether they're going to have a Chrome and Coffee on New Year's morning. That would be, I don't know.
I wouldn't believe they would have it.
It'd be a great time to come to the Avalon Diner because somebody else can make you your hangover breakfast.
I'm not going to have a hangover breakfast. I'm not going to have a hangover. I try to avoid those now at my age.
Thing I hate about New Year's is the fireworks.
And so does the dog.
You know, at midnight and everybody's out there.
And you're trying to get your rest. Your beauty sleep is very important to us that you get that.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you live in the city of Houston?
Not in the city, but I live
unincorporated?
In Houston, unincorporated.
So you call the police, Houston police come?
No, constable.
Constable.
When Angela calls the police, who comes?
Constable.
Mr. Mars just woke up, I think.
I think so.
I'll be cackled. Listening. I just.
What are you doing over there? Did you find yourself a new password?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Biscuits?
Biscuits.
I should have made it biscuits, but I didn't.
Do you know how to spell biscuits?
Well, I have it where George sent it.
B-I-S-K-I-D-S.
So I'm going to tell David 8:30.
It's not B-I-S-K. Biscuits.
Pronounced biscay.
Aaron.
Yeah. Uh-huh, Aaron. Denice.
What levity.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? You didn't. You've never seen that.
No. I'm figuring it's got to be part of a movie somewhere.
No, it's not, actually. It's a couple of guys that do these skits, and they spend a lot of money on it. They hire actors, and it's, they're well done. It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They used to be on TV on something.
Did they?
Until they got kicked off.
Probably.
Well, got canceled.
Like Soupy Sales.
That's our goal.
Soupy Sales.
Send me a dollar.
Send me a dollar.
Yeah. We're always trying that.
And you know, if every kid sent him a dollar, it'd be $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day when that show was on, there were only three networks. And
so you had to watch.
Yeah. And everybody watched Soupy Sales anyway.
Get up and change the channel for me, will you?
I was the remote.
Exactly.
Well, you just sit close enough to the television. Well, all you have to do is just get up, turn it, and then lay back down.
I don't know. I was told if you sat too close to the television,
ruin your eyes.
Ruin something.
Yeah. There was something else that you could go blind with. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made your memory go away as well.
And brain function.
Mm-hmm. Sure wish we had a guest.
Sure wish we had a guest, too. How is your Cadillac doing?
Cadillac's doing good. She's filthy. Oh my gosh, she's dirty. So next week after the
dirty
Monday,
filthy girl.
I think maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, when the weather clears, I'm going to get her washed. So
you get out there and wash it yourself.
I don't do that anymore. Too old. No, I'd rather.
Well, and it's black, so you really don't want to take it through one of the.
Well, I do. They do a good job. They do a good job. The place I take it to, they're very, very good. And you
with all the scratches all over it.
No, nothing like that. No, it's got a good gleam to it. So, but yeah, it's running good.
Well,
Christmas was good. Can't wait for tonight. I got a bottle of fresh Muscatel. Yeah, we're gonna do some Muscatel.
Muscatel.
Going all out.
Yeah, buddy.
That's that imported stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a brown bag. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's only because you couldn't find any Annie Green Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Annie Green Springs.
MD 2020. Oh, you can find Boone's Farm.
MD 2020 is the kicker.
Oh man.
Boone's Farm. Yeah, it's the topper. It's
well,
the
you know
topper.
What the MD stood for, right?
Say again.
You know what the MD stood for?
Mogan David.
Yeah. Mad Dog.
Which was considered, you know, they do a high
top
level
of the line back
they
in
do
the 50s,
a high level wine.
My Mr. Mogan drank, or Mr. David?
My mother drank that Sundays when she was cooking after church. She would put on her Frank Sinatra and Mogan David and little vino, and it was fun.
Yeah,
good
we
times.
Used to drink it at lunch back in the day
when you were seventh grade
back in high school.
Yeah.
Well, I was inducted into the world of wine with Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. Mm-hmm. Out of a trunk of a Chevy.
Yeah, I don't know what car it was. No, it didn't come out of a trunk. No.
Oh, it was the speakeasy type thing.
Well, yeah, it was somebody's house where they opened the window and said, here you go, $2.
Speakeasy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$2 and no ID.
Down off of Dowling.
And no
taking,
ID.
I was taking, no ID. No. No, I was taking Stan home. He lived down there. And he says, come on, I'll treat you. And boy, what a treat that was.
Gosh.
We glugged that Boone's Farm. He had the Strawberry Hill, and I think I had the apple.
Oh, we can look straight up David's nose.
Oh, really? Is he on there?
Yeah, he's on there. Working on it.
He's in the pre-screen.
Uh-huh. Did you cut the hairs out of your nose, David?
With a mower?
With a mower. We're trying to get you all set up
here. With a weed whacker.
With the weed whacker, so we can actually put you on the screen.
And let you... tear into Southwest.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Okay, so there he is.
I know, but he's not talking.
Oh, David, there you are.
Go. We're going to zoom you in, buddy. There you go. There's David.
Can you hear us, David?
I can hear you. That was not an intro. It's like, are you there? Are you there?
Hello.
Well, kind of like Southwest. Are you there?
Ladies and gentlemen, the N-Wheel Time chief engineer and cook and bottle washer, David.
And the remote engineer.
Yeah, and the remote engineer.
And travel goddess.
But you know what? It's 24 minutes after the hour, and we really need to get a couple of things done. So
thanks for joining us, David.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
We appreciate you getting up out of bed and combing your hair, putting some clothes on.
Hey,
just like so.
We're going to cancel your segment.
We get you all wound up and right up to the gate and go, never mind.
good luck.
That's funny.
It is funny.
It is.
Yeah, you know, we just talked ourselves right through the car review,
we did.
The events calendar, and everything.
Do I need to go to the break scene?
We're going to go to the break. So we're going to give you a whole segment, David, down at the bottom of the hour here to tell this Southwest story, which, by the way, and I put my daughter on the phone, and she tells him, I didn't have any problem. Walked in. And the entire terminal was just fine. There were people splayed out on the floor.
They put
the
a red
sleeping
carpet
bags
down
and you know, the bathrooms were cleaned, apparently, from the time.
Because there's nobody else flying Southwest.
Yeah. All the flights were canceled, but her flight was not. So, but at any rate, so you just stay right there, big boy, and we're going to be back with you here in just a minute, okay?
All right.
Another cup of coffee.
Yeah, get that. So, we're going to go to break now. And before we do that, I wanted to tell you that the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available 24/7 through the iHeartRadio app. Just look for the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. We also video stream on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com. 30-minute podcasts are at your fingertips on over a dozen of the most popular podcast outlets out there. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show continues right after this quick break. Your friends and hosts of the quarterly Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy want to thank you for participating in this year's events and look forward to another exciting year. You'll hear about the next Tailpipes and Tacos right here and online soon. Next time you're in West Houston, be sure and stop in at the original Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex near I-10 and Highway 6 or the Katy location off I-10 and the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard. Traveling east to Beaumont or northwest to College Station, you'll want to have Loopy's award-winning beef fajitas and frozen margaritas. There's always a celebration at Loopy Tortilla. Loopy founder Stan Holt and his wife Sheila are car people through and through. Both are winning racers on the NHRA drag racing circuit and have a collection of cars that everyone appreciates. You'll see one at the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn. The next event will be in the spring at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex on 99 the Grand Parkway and Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10 and Katy. We'll give you all the details soon here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show and online. You own a car you love. Why not let Gulf Coast Auto Shield protect it? Houstonian John Gray invites you to his state-of-the-art facility to introduce you to his specialist team of auto enthusiasts. We promise you'll be impressed. Whether you're looking to massage your original paint to a like-new appearance, apply a ceramic coating, install a paint protection film, nano-ceramic window tint, or new windshield protection called ExoShield, Gulf Coast Auto Shield is where Houston's car people go. Curbed your wheels? Instead of buying new, why not have them repaired? How about a professionally installed radar detector? Gulf Coast Auto Shield does that too. Get a peek inside the shop and look at the services offered by getting online and heading to gcautoshield.com. Better yet, stop by their facility at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway, and get a personal tour. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is your place to go for all things exterior. Call them today, 832-930-5655 or gcautoshield.com. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family. Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.